when the President Obama marked his 100th day a couple of weeks ago, two experts I talked to said that this White House is really masterful at communications along the lines of what we saw in the Reagan administration. And, for example, on this program the President will announce today, administration officials who asked not to be named provided a background briefing at 5 o'clock last night, so news reporters would have all the goodies and could promote what the President is doing, as I'm doing in this little speech, because we only really have one side of the story this morning, and that is the proposed cut, $17 billion to the 2010 budget, some of the programs to go, according to these administration officials, an early education program called Even Start that would save $66 million. This is a program President Bush tried to cut, but the Democrats would not go along. And a Department of Education attaché position in Paris. La, 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 la.
No, that's the one I was hoping for.
$632,000. And that person is going to lose their job. They're going to call that person home.
And there are other cuts, though, that we're hearing about from the Department of Defense.
Half the savings of the $17 billion are in the defense program. Half are in the other side of the equation. The defense cuts, as I understand it, most of these are what Defense Secretary Robert Gates rolled out recently, the things that he talked about. For example, you know, part of it, I believe, is the F-22 program. But there's some new things, like a long-range navigation system they now say is obsolete. It's the long-range radio navigation system, and that's going to save $35 million. Remember, the President came out recently, and he urged department heads to come up with $100 million in savings. Everybody in Washington pretty much laughed because that number was just so minuscule. But anyway, this has got a little more meat to the bones, $17 billion savings out of the $3.5 trillion 2010 budget the President is proposing.
So my calculation puts that at one-half of 1%.
Well, you know, what the administration official said in their background briefing yesterday is that it's a start. I mean, that it's a start, and that there will be more, they say. There will be more. Now, you know, that's just somebody saying something because the proof is in the pudding, but that's what the Obama administration is saying.
Well, also,
and by the way, as you know, Congress needs to go along with all of this.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, there's another partner here that hasn't weighed in even on the tiny cuts. And somewhere, each one of those programs has a patron.
Yes, yes. But you know what's interesting, Tom, is that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has also asked committee chairs to also find savings. So, you know, if this doesn't come out in the wash the way the President wants, which is fiscal responsibility, he says this is going to be one of the pillars of the foundation of his administration, there appears to be an effort underway anyway. So we'll see how it comes out, because right now, all the spending, we're adding to the debt. And by the way, one thing that needs to be said is it's not clear from these administration officials briefing reporters on what these cuts will be, whether they will truly be savings. They could turn around and spend them on other programs. Mm-hmm. We don't know that yet.
Is there anything in here that indicates that Social Security will be impacted, or
no,
that there's any kind of savings in real programs that are ongoing that, you know, sometimes have some waste, fraud, and abuse in them?
No, we don't see that from this, Jane, but mm-hmm. Your question sort of raises another thing I wanted to mention. I was also looking at a CNN site, CNNMoney.com, that has this story this morning on the President proposing this $17 billion in cuts. And it has two neat little pies that, you know, you sometimes forget. One is on the revenue coming into the government, and the other one is on spending. And you see that Social Security comprises of yearly spending $321 billion. The defense budget is $317 billion. So it's actually more being spent on Social Security payments than on the nation's defense.
And also, Dick, at this hour, the reporters are lined up on North Capitol Street outside the government printing office waiting for...
They still do that?
Actually, they still
probably
do.
Probably not.
Yeah,
they're waiting with their computers at hand, probably.
Well, most it does come out electronically, but they do print some copies.
Yes.
You've got to get in line to get one if you really like those big blue books.
Yes, know. Yes. And you can hang out at the GPO, which is always fun.
Yeah.
And see them. Yeah, I mean, there is a process, absolutely, where they're loaded onto trucks and they're delivered. And that still goes on. I think there's less of it. But those big books, as you know, always arrive with a thud on Capitol Hill. I don't think these arrive with a thud because they're all members of the same political party, and they're all pushing apparently in the same direction.